Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load.
Happy Monday.
And let's get this party started. Let's have a little conversation with writer and podcaster Rob Morse. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Bill. There's way too much to cover. Where should we start?
The beginning always works for me.
Okay, I'm so glad I'm working with professionals. I've got to make fun of the Ninth Circuit Court. Remember, everybody west of the Rockies. This was an en banc decision talking about California's magazine ban. You may have covered it, but I was reading the dissent. This was far from unanimous. The reason being, to reach this decision, the court had to review the law in question using intermediate scrutiny. They justified that level of review because they said, look, this doesn't infringe on the core right. You can still find some magazines in your gun, therefore it's not a real infringement. Well, we're required as citizens to have less than 10 rounds in our firearms now in California. Note that government agents are exempt from this law. So if it's not an infringement, why not apply it to everybody? Oh, because it does infringe on our ability to defend ourselves. That's called the key right in the Second Amendment. That's what the court said. It's not Rob Moore speaking. And the Heller decision expressly said, no, intermediate scrutiny is the wrong level of review. The dissent basically said, as long as you can get a cast firearm piece of junk and they give you more than 2.5 rounds, because that's the average that are used in self-defense, this court would approve a law like that. Wow. Guess where this one's going next, Bill?
Well, I'm sure it's going to the Supreme Court. Here's the thing. Anything that comes out of California now is completely, it's just more gasoline on the fire. And I'm sure you saw this. You know, the other day, they got caught doing a little gun running scam where the cops have been selling the guns that they can get a hold of that are not on the handgun roster for the regular civilians of California to each other. And they had one guy that was doing like a Mildred Pierce. The guy that was, I guess he was in charge of the property room. He kept saying, well, these guns are right over here. And he left these empty boxes there, and then one day he had to go on vacation after he'd been running his little scam for X amount of time. And they did an inventory, and they started actually physically looking at the boxes. And, oh, wow, there's a gun missing here. Oh, wow, before long they had, you know, they had a pile of boxes and missing guns and all these other things. And it's cops doing it. And it's the same kind of corruption we saw in New York City when they were out there. It wasn't about the guns. It was about the permits. So they are part of the government. The cops are part of the government, whether they want to believe it or not. They're government officials. They get money and all this other stuff. So, as far as I'm concerned, the government of California has completely lost all credibility when it comes to anything having to do with civilian gun rights or ownership. They can, and the Ninth Circuit can get out there and say, well, you know, it's okay. We'll use this intermediate scrutiny. As long as they have a magazine that has a bullet in it, it's okay. It's not violating the right. It's not violating. And you know, they can rationalize it all they like. And, I mean, it's just false. It's I can't say what it is because I'll get in trouble.
what I understand. What is amazing to me is we've seen similar corruption that you described in San Diego, in Los Angeles, several times in L.A. We've seen it in San Francisco. Did we see it in Oakland and Richmond? I'm trying to think. What's amazing to me is we don't see it in cities where individuals have the right to carry.
No.
Interesting.
That never happens. That never ever happens. And we also see it in city. All these areas where this is happening have crime waves right now.
Right.
Oof. So, quite a little bundle of joy they've created there out of that blue policy.
I don't know if we probably won't get through it before the break, but we do have to talk about the elephant in the room. That's the mass murder in Oxford, Michigan. And it's been long enough. I'm sure you've covered it several times, but I've noticed that the anti-rights politicians are making hay out of it. They're using that to call for gun control. And the Michigan legislature, they're attempting to revive a safe storage law, other bills like red flag laws. Now, the GOP controls both houses in Michigan.
Right.
In the U.S. Senate, Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley blocked a request to proceed on, quote, enhanced background checks, close quote. I really thought that was firearms registration when you dug into it. What was interesting is this firearm was purchased legally. The kid broke all kinds of laws. So tell me, which of your laws, we have 23,000 firearms regulations already, which ones can we get rid of because they didn't work?
Hey, listen, don't be bringing logic in here, Spock. We don't need that. That has nothing to do with anything here. This is another excuse for gun control. And,
yep.
You know, I'm waiting to see what comes of these charges they have on his parents. I don't know, and I haven't talked as much about this as you might think because I don't know that much about it. I haven't been looking that hard at it. I've just been waiting for all of that dust to settle down. Obviously, he's another, you know, another Nicholas Cruz, you know, he obviously had warning signs all over the place.
Right.
And nobody did nothing about it. And I mean, the school had him in there the day before, right? The school had him in there. They were talking to him.
Listen, I think that day.
Bill. They had him that day.
Yes.
And, you know, and considering what happened, law enforcement responded really, really quick. But getting out there and having a
huge response time.
Yeah. Getting out there and having a, having one single resource officer on a campus is a little bit like having the needle in the haystack, because that's a lot. And despite that, he still covered all the distance and was in on the arrest.
Yes.
He was one of the ones that got there in time for the arrest. So they did about as good as could be done. I don't have anything to say about their response. Would have been nice if they employed the FASTER program.
Well, and that's what's so interesting. A representative named Steve Cara from Three Rivers, Michigan. Don't live there. Don't know where it is. He announced a bill to allow teachers and school staff to arm themselves, but the guns have to be in a lockbox in the classroom or office. Unless you're putting that lockbox in every office and classroom, that's dangerous because it creates an incentive to shoot that teacher first and then take the firearm you know is still stored there.
Yeah, it sounds like they're trying to copy the things they did with aircraft, but the problem is the aircraft has a door that they can't get through to get to the to the pilots. So they would have to, if they're going to do that, then in order for that to actually work the way they're envisioning, if they're like, well, it worked on the, you know, TWA, Pan Am, Delta, it worked for them. If that's the premise, then they're going to have to do the other things to fill in the gaps. Tell everybody how to find you real quick.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. I co-host the Polite Society podcast. I blog at slowfacts.wordpress.com, and once a week I get to write the Armed Citizen column at MLand. When we come back, there's lots to talk about.
Lots to talk about. You're listening to Lock and Load. piece of Americana. This is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. We are talking with Rob Morris, writer and podcaster, and scuba diver dude.
Bill, before we move on, you mentioned the FASTER program. I really appreciate you doing that. It stands for Faculty Administrator Safety Training and Emergency Response. That's the program that it was volunteer. school districts didn't pay for it until recently, that trained school staff to be emergency responders. That entire program came out of the brain trust of the people who manage school resource programs across the country. There's a national standard for that. And all of these parent-teacher organizations, all the school boards said, hey, we need an armed guy on every hallway. And they said, I can't get there from here. Yes, you do. I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying we can't do that. We can't have an armed guy standing in every hallway 24/7, well, that exaggerates. I'm sorry. Every time students are present on campus, because we need them on the ball field. We need them in the gym. We need them on the tennis courts. We need them literally in every hallway and in the administration buildings and the music rooms, because otherwise it's too little too late. Remember, there were armed SROs, only one, at Columbine, Colorado. He was driven off campus by the armed attackers. There was several at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School in Florida. He never responded. If you remember, there were also two armed individuals. Oh, I forgot where that one was. We'll have to go on. But they said, we have individuals who go armed all the time. Bill, I was doing the calculations. One out of 12 adults are carrying. If we take the blinders off, they're in our schools already.
You know what I would like to figure out? I would like to figure out, if I know that there's a shooting going on in a school, if I'm like, I'm there for Parents Day, and a rampage killer introduces himself in the school.
Right.
And I'm in the school as a parent. Well, I guess I'd have to be carrying a gun, which that's still illegal, isn't it?
Yeah. That's the problem.
Yeah.
We've made them gun-free zones in name only.
Well, then let's go to something we do know about, like with Parkland. We know that there was a sheriff's deputy there, and he decided to set up a defensive perimeter because he was a coward. And armed parents show up. They carry guns. You know, they carry guns in their daily, you know, Florida, right? Gunshine state.
Right.
So they show up. Is there anything that you can think of that would prevent me as a parent with a child in there and the cops are standing back going, we haven't yet ascertained what's going on? Well, that's, to me, that's not them taking control of the situation. And that may be semantics, but since they're in a defensive posture, I would find it very, I don't know how difficult it would be for them to try to keep me from going in.
That's their nightmare.
Yeah.
Because they're not going to, in point of fact, they're not going to stop you. We did have a policeman, his wife, I think, was a coach, and he's there just helping out. He's disarmed. I think he runs to his car, gets a gun, and he goes in. He was one of the first armed responders at Florida. I remember, do you remember the gay nightclub in Florida?
Yes.
Two armed cops were at the door. And the attacker shot his way through them. You need armed people on the inside.
Yep.
We know what best practice is. We've spent a lot of time looking at it. And it's amazing how politicians want to look the other way. Politics, what can I say?
Politics.
Did you follow the Alec Baldwin interview yet?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I did. And, first of all, George Stephanopoulos should get the Chris Cuomo treatment.
Yes, he should, for putting up with that.
He should, because, he's a political operator. He is not, quote unquote, a journalist. Even the journalists that have never been political operators on the level that he was, they shouldn't be there either. But if you're going to interview someone, and you're going to use that sort of a subterfuge, you better not be nearly as transparent about as they were. Because, you know, Alec Baldwin is an actor. And that was an act.
Let's bring the ninjas up to speed. Baldwin said, yeah, I cocked the hammer on the single action revolver that he's holding. Yes, I pointed at my director of photography. Oh, but it was when I lowered the hammer that it went off. To lower the hammer, you have to press the trigger. He says he never did. I don't believe him. Now it's a matter of mechanics. Somebody's going to look at that and find out that he pressed the trigger. Maybe he intended to lower the hammer in an unsafe manner. It slipped. He killed somebody. Wow. Wow.
Well, I mean, he's been acting for a while, and if he doesn't know how many accidents they've had on sets, on TV, on movie sets, and all this other stuff, because they've had plenty. They've had plenty of these things, and most of the ones that have them happen are not educated on how to handle a gun in the first place. If I were to be in a movie and I didn't know what I was doing, I would want to at the very least, I'd want to look like I knew what I was doing because I'm supposed to be an actor.
Right. Well, now, was it at the NRA meeting a few years ago? There was a guy who goes through all kinds of Hollywood footage and says, please don't get your gun training from Hollywood. They do what looks good, and it's horrible.
Yeah. I don't remember. I would love to sit through that, though. I mean, sitting in a film with somebody who handles a gun like Alec Baldwin is a little bit like going to a Rambo movie with a bunch of military personnel in the
The audience.
I mean, I saw Rambo 2 when I was still stationed overseas.
Yeah?
Nobody came out of there liking that movie.
Interesting.
Because you don't fire missiles on the interior of a helicopter, for example. That time when they're in the river, he would have blown the boom all the way down river. Tell everybody how to find you, please, sir.
I host the Self-Defense of Gun Stories podcast. I co-host the Polite Society podcast. Those come out once a week. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. From there, the writing's picked up. It's carried on Amaland, where I also get to write the Armed Citizen column. And once a week, I get to join Bill and the Ninjas. Thank you, Bill.
Unless he's scuba diving. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expansive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden met with Russian President Vladimir Putin on Tuesday in hopes of avoiding an invasion of a U.S. ally. Biden holding the video call with Putin as Russia is building up a troop presence on the border with Ukraine. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan regarding what was discussed about Ukraine.
He reiterated America's support for Ukraine's sovereignty and territorial integrity. He told President Putin directly that if Russia further invades Ukraine, the United States and our European allies would respond with strong economic measures.
It's a day of remembrance in Hawaii, today marking the 80th anniversary of the attack on Pearl Harbor when more than 2,000 Americans were killed. U.S. Navy Rear Admiral and Surface Warfare Officer Tim Cott praising Pearl Harbor veterans for their commitment to the country. USA Radio News. Republicans are reacting to a vaccine mandate put in place in the Big Apple.
New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio, on his way out of office, is forcing his vaccine mandate on the private sector in the Big Apple. Republican Representative Fred Keller from Pennsylvania on Newsmax weighs in on the intrusive governmental overreach.
Well, the response is that I think that people that are elected to office need to respect and have the confidence in the people that sent them to serve that they'll do the right things. And they can keep themselves safe. They can keep their customers safe. They can keep their team safe at their jobs. And we saw that happen all through the pandemic when we didn't have the vaccines and we didn't have the therapeutics and we didn't know as much as we know now.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Senate has confirmed Jessica Rosenworcel to chair the FCC. She has a 5-year term and is the first woman to lead the agency. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. We are talking to Rob Morse, writer and podcaster. Guest choice on what we're talking about. Let's go to New York City. New York City.
Yeah. Mr. Katz, you remember how during the recent U.S. Supreme Court debate on firearms permits, the judges asked, you know, and in very skeptical tones, do we really need to go armed in downtown New York City? I mean, really? Central Park? Times Square? Well, reality answered the judges' question about who needs a gun, when they need them, and where. Yeah, sadly, we conducted that experiment. And the results are in. We paid for the results in blood. Yes, you do need a firearm for self-defense in Central Park. This was the fourth event of its kind. Two students were attacked. One of them was returning from, I think, a soccer practice. Three of those attacks in recent years proved fatal. Yeah, everywhere, all the time.
Yep. It's interesting who's getting targeted by those students that are getting targeted for this.
Yeah?
A few people have pointed out where they go to school, and it's almost like they're going after the most leftist of the schools out there.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I'll have to look for that. Thank you, Bill.
Sure.
It's wonderful to work with a guy who handles this material for hours every day. I handle it a little bit, but wow.
Who are you talking about now?
Did you notice the Democrat governor of Pennsylvania, Tom Wolf,
yeah,
acted exactly as we expected?
Just like he
would.
They
passed constitutional carry in Pennsylvania, didn't they?
Yes, it did. All it needed was one little autograph, yeah. He vetoed it.
I think is, yeah, what's now, I believe the attorney general in Pennsylvania is going to be the next Democrat nominee for governor. She's a Soros appointee. What's fascinating is it's hard to be a Democrat who goes, I support the right to keep and bear arms, but I won't let you carry without a permit in Pennsylvania. Wow. I was pleased that at least some politicians took that and went on the offensive. A Pennsylvania state senator named Kim Ward said, that's really sad, Governor, because constitutional carry saves lives. Which is, that means he has to have more than one sentence to answer because they're going to go, well, what about, you know, guns cause crime? We're talking about honest citizens that we allow to carry. We're talking about them using a firearm for self-defense millions of times a year. Well, those numbers are now validated from online surveys that we have. Are you going to argue with the federal government and the CDC that came? Yeah. So I'm glad to see some senators renting a pair, standing up and defending the right to keep and bear arms. Good.
Well, I mean, this is the thing, you know, that, and I don't want to sound too quaint here. With the state legislature, okay, which is probably closer to being constitutional in most cases than the federal lawmaking body, right?
Right.
Where they've gotten quite jaded and everything else. With them, it's almost like they're speaking the desire of their constituents when they vote on something, right?
Sometimes.
Because, yeah. I mean, like in my state, a legislator in my state has the possibility of making at most $12,000 a year for the job. It's not about making money. Now, there's some other stuff where they can, they can get over, but I digress. So when you have somebody out there and the entire legislative body gets out there and they vote and say, yes, constitutional carry, which is a big step. That's a big move. Big step.
It is a big move.
And then the governor sits there and goes, no. That's
right.
That's a really...
I know better than you do.
Yeah. Right. That's a really dangerous way to go. And that's not working out too well for everybody. I mean, just ask old Steve Sweeney.
Exactly. That's what we're hoping is that anti-gun politicians have poisoned the well, but we won't believe them. That so-called pro-gun Democrats will go, I can't be both. I can't believe in the right of my neighbors to defend themselves and vote for anti-gun politicians. It just, you can't have that French fried ice cube. What I thought was really interesting is the states that have done constitutional carry light. So they'll go, okay, you know, we have an anti-gun governor here. We're going to eliminate the fees for your firearms permit at the state level. Are you going to veto that, governor? Oh, we're going to allow the period. It becomes a lifetime permit. Governor, we review these every couple of days. Why would we have to reissue the permit? We review them at the state level every couple of days. We know if the bad guy's there, we'll send him a letter. If you want, I tell you what, your local sheriff could even come and say, give me the piece of paper back. So there are lots of ways to work around this, and I hope legislators will do that when they have obstructionist governors.
We're going to see. We're going to see. We're going to see Virginia. We're going to see Virginia, and I mean to a degree New Jersey, because New Jersey came awfully close. They came awfully close, and Virginia, Northam, you did your job, buddy. I really appreciate it. You gave them the governor that they voted for, and you red pilled them. Good for you, buddy. Good for you. That's the thing I don't think the Democrats get. I don't think they understand that they're force-feeding red pills to all of America for the most part. I don't think they get that.
Right.
And that's going to be to their detriment if they like being, a paid political operative. Because they're going to be out of work, out of a job, out of work.
Well, only if the Republicans learn from it, Bill. Let's underline what you said. The party in power has, in this case, the media on their side. They've been lying to us a lot, and we're standing out here in flyover country going, you're asking me to not believe my lying eyes. I have to believe what I see.
Right. When we get back, would you like me? Do you know how these legislature House members and senators make their money on the side that they how they go in, maybe as a lawyer and come out as a millionaire?
Let's talk about that when you get back.
Okay, we will definitely do that, but that's in the next segment. We still got a little bit here,
a minute
or so
okay.
Here. And
sweet story, ready?
Sure, go.
Okay, we'll do my intro on the next segment. The Florida, a district court in Florida said the Florida Department of Law Enforcement can't tell firearms owners who apply for permits that if something happens in another state, we have to prove it wasn't us or it didn't apply. No. The judge said, you have the right, you have human rights. If the Florida Department of Law Enforcement objects, they have to come up with the evidence. I still have 30 seconds.
You do. Tell everybody how to find you.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast, and I co-host the Polite Society podcast. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. From there, my writing is picked up at Ammoland, and I also get to write the Armed Citizen column on Ammoland once a week.
Indeed.
When we come back, how are those politicians making so much money, Bill?
I'm going to tell you when we get back. This is Lock and Load.
Lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender-scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra-long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. Talking to Rob Morrison, we were talking about politicians and everything, and I mean, I've always wondered, like, you look at Nancy Pelosi. Nancy Pelosi's been in government for a long time. She wasn't, you know, her husband was well-to-do, but she's worth a lot of money now. And here's the thing about this. In the House and in the Senate, you'll notice that you always have, like, the who's who of the reps, the House reps and the senators on the various committees that you see on TV where they're asking the really tough questions, and that makes the Forbes YouTube list and all that other stuff, right?
Right.
So here's the thing. Most of those incumbents, you know, you like Lindsey Graham. Lindsey Graham has a huge war chest. He had a huge war chest before he was challenged by Jamie Harrison. Now, Jamie Harrison came in and dwarfed his war chest, except the problem was that Lindsey had done a few things for a few too many people and that he was going to not get ousted by a Democrat in the state of South Carolina. And, I mean, that guy's stuff was everywhere. Jamie Harrison's stuff was everywhere. Now he's running he's in charge of the Democratic National Committee during the biggest debacle in their lives, and he gets to be the head of it. That's all beside the point. When these people get on these committees and when these people get in leadership, they can be, like, on the banking committee, right? And they can see some of the laws they're getting ready to pass. And these guys are nobody's fools. They've got all kinds of advisors and everything else of a type that you don't ever hear about. And so if they're getting ready to pass a law, they will figure out which bank this is going to benefit, this law they're about to pass.
Gotcha.
And then they'll buy stock in it, and that's not illegal.
Right. Insider trading is not illegal.
In Congress.
Now, not for their staff, but for them.
Not in Congress. It is not illegal in Congress. If their staff can't do it, the executive branch can't do it, the judicial branch can't do it, only Congress.
Yep.
And this is why, like, when you see somebody out there, like, you'll hear about some green guy, right? That's, you know, he's on the Greta Thunberg, he's on the fan club board of directors or something. And then you find out he owns a bunch of shares in Exxon. That's because he knows, and he's got the inside dope. He knows what they're doing. He knows what they're passing. He knows who's getting this and that and the other. And so he goes out and buys some stuff, and he makes himself some money.
Right.
Now, the other thing is this. There's 435 members in the House of Representatives. Now, except for a few really big names, America at large might know the name of 7 to 15 members of the House of Congress. House of Representatives.
Right, I was going to guess a dozen. Sure.
Yeah. And, I mean, from there, now the rest of them, the rank and file, right, as they call them, the rank and file, you notice they seem to come and go. They don't ever have, like, a locked down area. Now, what is it, Wilson from South Carolina, the screamer of "you lie," he voted the other day for something that everybody's up in arms about. But he's been in, you know, he's been in South Carolina and in House of Representatives a long time. But he's just as disposable versus, you know, say, Timmons, Duncan. Mm-hmm. Duncan's going nowhere. Duncan can stay there because Duncan's the only member of the original Tea Party set that went forward in 2010. He's the only remainder in the House of Representatives. Mulvaney went into the Trump staff. Tim Scott became a U.S. Senator by appointment.
Right.
And Trey Gowdy quit.
Right.
So he's the remainder, and he's a very conservative guy. He's going nowhere. He's in it for the long haul. But if you look at the rest of these guys, they're all interchangeable and they're all disposable. And the ones who get in there and they get in there and they get known and they become part of the, you know, the reason Trey Gowdy was the head of so many committees when the Republicans had the House, fundraising.
Yeah.
Because he puts on a good show.
He does.
Doesn't he?
Oh, yes, he does.
Yes, he does.
He didn't pass much legislation, though.
He passed no legislation. He didn't write a bill. He didn't pass a law. He didn't do nothing. He was on TV a lot. He ran a lot of committees. He cross-examined in a lot of committees. Got a lot of YouTube time. Sharp individual, no doubt about it. Didn't do much of nothing. You look at Maxine Waters. I was going to say Walters. Maxine Waters. 29 years, I think, in Congress. She's passed three bills. Two of them are renaming post offices. She's only actually ever written one piece of legislation that actually made it, went through the process and made it into law in 29 years.
But like Gowdy, she puts on a show for the media, and then they can fundraise off that, you think?
Yeah, plus where she's at. I mean, she's in California. California is one-party rule, and if they continue to be one-party rule, they're going to get worse and worse and worse and worse and worse. And, you know, she doesn't. I don't think she even lives. No, she's not in a district. She's a senator. So, no, she's a member of the House, isn't she?
No, she's a member
of
the House.
She doesn't live in her district. She doesn't live in her district.
Not effectively.
No. So, I mean, these guys get to go in there, pass laws, not be subject to them themselves. I wonder if that works after they get out of Congress, though. I wonder if they get, you know, carried forward in that. I don't know. But
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
So that if you could prove that a sitting congressman told a retired congressman what was going to happen, and then the retired congressman acted on it, that would be insider trading and against the law. Wow. Wow. Okay, I get it.
And then in the meantime, the longer they stay up there, the more, I mean, the Senate, U.S. Senate, the U.S. House, they, even though people like AOC, who's, you know, she came from being a bartender.
Right.
And all of these new young members of Congress, they don't really have any idea of what happens in real America once they get into Congress, because in Congress, they have like a concentric set of circles around them of gatekeepers that, you know, it's relatively, I mean, you've tried to have one on polite society, I'm sure, and on self-defense kind of stories. It's hard to get one of them on the air to nail down the actual person you're looking for.
It is. It is. On the other hand, I have, you know, I was just sitting in a bar with a college professor in Washington, D.C., and they go, oh, here's Congressman so-and-so. Walks in and sits down because they live there. If you live in D.C., guess what? You're going to play softball, play volleyball, you know, and you're on a sports team, you're out drinking. Congressmen and their staff will walk up. That's where they live.
Yeah.
It's interesting. It was a different world from where you and I go.
See, they would never let me in the House because you'd never hear me going, well, my friends across the aisles, I'd be out there every time I went up to speak at the lectern. I'd have a cricket bat on one shoulder, tapping it, going, I'm about to take debate to another level. You guys are not my friends. You're trying to be totalitarians, authoritarians, a few other Aryans, and I've got the cure right here.
The Rifle Grill in Rifle, Colorado. Who am I thinking of? The congresswoman who just is doing a great job at knocking down some of the silliness coming out of Congress. She speaks her mind in language. Oh, that was one thing I wanted to mention. Did we talk about that?
We got a minute.
Yeah.
We'll have to pick that up next week. She'll still be kicking it. She'll still be going.
She will.
It'll still be a good thing to talk about.
All right. Now I got 30 seconds. Can I try it?
Sure.
A Nevada judge struck down the state's ghost gun law, and that's the headline, but the way he ruled was fascinating. The judge wrote in language that even I couldn't understand. I don't even play a lawyer on TV. He said that the law was unconstitutionally vague because people with ordinary intelligence couldn't read it and understand what they can do and what the law says they can't do. Holy cow. How civilized.
We need to clone that dude.
Yeah.
Thank you for joining me tonight, sir.
My pleasure. Who's coming up?
You know the man, Dan the man.
Yes, Dan Zimmerman.
There you go.
Truth about guns.
Truth about guns. That's the giveaway. We'll talk to you in just a second. This is Lock and Load.
There's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.